Let the real you shine through. On any given day, we get to meet new people. Some of those individuals will be acquaintances who we will see from time to time. Others we may establish a closer relationship with. However, the real issue here is that regardless of who we meet, we only get a short amount of time to make a genuine first impression and be who God wants us to be. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, His Word says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Are these qualities you seek in others? Are these qualities you see in yourself? If we want the fruit of the Spirit to grow in us, then we must join our lives to His. We must know Him, love Him, remember Him, and imitate Him. Wherever we go and whoever we meet, we should make the choice to be a light for Jesus. God's Word tells us in Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." So why is it so important to be kind, genuine, nice, good, and loving to others? Because those traits never wear out. They never get old or go out of style. They are Christ-like. In a world where we are saturated with people who are self-centered, mean-spirited, or show little respect for others, it's easy to become tired and worn down from the negative. Instead, we must surround ourselves with positivity and uplifting words and actions. We must model kindness, gentleness, harmony, and peace. We must respond with the golden rule and treat others as we would want to be treated. Ephesians 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Bottom line, if we are intentional and genuine with our commitment to Christ, we can change the world. We can use our servant's heart and act of kindness to be game changers. Let's live by the fruits of the Spirit and astonish the messed up world we live in. Simply put, there are people everywhere who can make a difference, but if you can't find them, then decide to be the difference. There are nice people everywhere, but if you can't find them, then be one. There are genuine people everywhere, but if you can't find genuine, then you be the example and be the real deal. It's what Christ longs for. I'll be praying for you.